Hi everyone, I'm Molly.
And I'm Angie. And you're listening to
So That's a Thing,
where we bring you our take
on some random shit.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi Molly, how are you?
Good, happy podcast day.
Yes, happy. I love podcast day.
Me too.
I really look forward to it all week.
Sure.
It's a good chance. First, we get to catch up and like kind of fill each other in on our weeks and stuff like that. But
yeah.
I'm always frantic trying to find stories or like find my thing,
right?
You know, to go through. But then it always ends up coming together, and then
and then good times.
Yeah, I enjoy it. So I do have a funny story. I have to tell you this. So listeners, stay with me here. But so this happened last Thursday. So my boyfriend and I like played trivia out at a local bar. Couple times a month.
Gotta love that trivia.
Yeah, it's just something to do, you know, on a night, couple hours, whatever. And so anyway, so the category came up, and one of the categories was syllable ladder. So they asked you a random question, and like the first, and there's five questions that they ask you. So the first question, would have been like, what's your podcaster partner's name? Molly. That's two syllables.
Okay.
So then the next answer has to be three syllables.
Oh, I understand.
And the next answer has to be four syllables.
Yeah, so the ladder of syllables builds.
Yeah, builds as you get to each question.
Okay.
And so anyway, so the last question was, achoo, boom, bang. These are all considered this type of word because they sound just like they are.
Onomatopoeia!
I was like, oh my god, it's onomatopoeia! It's onomatopoeia! And I'm like freaking out, and I'm like grabbing the pen from Jim, and I'm like, let me write it down, I know what it is. And he's like, oh my god, okay. Yeah. And I'm like, onomatopoeia! And so
So our listeners, for as long as I've known Angela, her last name is Click.
Like a photo.
And I have always called her my onomatopoeia. And that's like our little joke with each other. Yes. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's like when I first met you, like at work, like you were like back in the day when we worked together, it was one of those, you're like, oh, Click, like an onomatopoeia. And I'm like, I don't know what that is.
It's a word that's a sound.
I know, and you totally schooled me on it. And I used to tell people that all the time. Yeah. And I hadn't done it in a while. And I was like, as soon as she said that, I'm like, I know the word. And like all the people around us, they're like, did you guys get it? I'm like, oh, we totally got it. Yeah. Like we know exactly what it is.
Well, it's your last name.
And so, so he finally, like when we got done with that round, he's like, how in the hell did you know that? I'm like, A, I'm super smart. But I was like, B, Molly used to call me her onomatopoeia. And I had to explain it to him. And he's like, nerds.
Yeah. For sure.
So I was super excited. Hey, I had to
got you the points at trivia.
I know. I was like, put a five on it. I know it's right.
Like, that is amazing.
I was so excited. I was like, I have to call Molly. We can't take our phones out. I'm like, oh my god. Like, I was so excited. So
that's amazing. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. And for those of you that didn't know, a word that is also a sound is an onomatopoeia.
Yeah. So achoo, boom, bang, snap, click.
Yeah. Totally. That's awesome.
I'm not sure I spelled it right, but
hey, that's all right. That's awesome. I love
it's so
it.
Much, yeah, so I was super excited because I was just like, oh my god, I don't know that I ever. I mean, I'm sure I knew it in the back of my mind somewhere. But
right.
With you not
third
having,
grade learning or something.
With you not having like made that so super clear in my mind.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I was.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, cloud nine.
Yay!
So, yeah.
Glad I could help out with trivia and I wasn't even there.
I know. I appreciate it. See, it's just you never know how all the random pieces of your life are going to fit together.
Right.
So
you're my puzzle piece, Angela.
Oh, you complete me.
Blah.
Exactly.
All right. Well, that is so cute. I love it.
Yeah,
so what is your topic this week, girl?
So
what is your thing?
My thing this week, it's kind of super cute, super cool. I saw it on the Today Show, actually, did a segment about it. And I remember, like, frantically writing it down, thinking, okay, let's put that in my back pocket.
Yeah, I gotta
remember. And so it's actually a vacation place. I know we've talked about a few of those before, but this is actually, it's called Jules's Undersea Lodge.
Like Jewel, like the grocery store?
No, well, just Jewel's, like a name, Jewel, yeah. Jewel's is Undersea Lodge, and it's the only hotel in the United States that is underwater.
Wow.
Yes. There's, I mean, and they have...
Is it like an Atlantis experience or whatever, of like, maybe?
And so, like, they have... But Atlantis is, like, it's got the above ground. Oh, yeah, you know, yeah. Like, okay. Or I think... I don't know if that's what you were talking
well,
about.
Well, no, I'm like talking about, big, like, just the folklore the or under, whatever, the sunken sea
so
city.
So, it's not necessarily. Okay. I mean, but it's in Key Largo, Florida.
Okay.
And it's this little kind of cottage... That mm-hmm. is 30 feet deep on the ocean floor.
Wow.
And it's just like a little two-room kind of cottage thing. And you can rent it for the night. And you stay underwater with the fishes. And there's like big glass windows against the rooms. And
right now, I don't know if I'm like thinking it's super cool or I'm terrified.
Well, like, it's like totally sturdy. It's not like okay. the ocean is going to like... you know, like cave it in or whatever.
Don't be kicking balls in the house.
It's basically, it kind of looks like when they were, don't break a window. It kind of looks like a submarine almost, like okay. type setting. Like okay. they've got this, you know, big thing kind of set up and there's a little like closed cabin type door that you swim, like, so you have okay. to scuba dive down.
Oh, I was
going to
say, how do you get there?
Yeah,
okay.
you have to scuba dive down to okay. get there. And you enter through an opening kind of in the bottom.
Okay.
And yeah, it's this two... bedroom cottage complete. It has hot showers.
Okay.
It has a fully functioning kitchen with a fridge and a microwave. There's an Amazon Fire Stick in there if you'd like to listen to music or watch a movie.
Okay.
And yeah, in the bedrooms, there's this terrarium type.
The Wi-Fi in my house doesn't work from right. corner to corner, but they got an Amazon Fire Stick down in the ocean.
What can I say? Maybe Jules knows a guy at Verizon. But yeah, and then you basically just spend the night with the fishes and like
wow.
whatever floats around at 30 yeah. feet under.
I don't know. That's
right
that's,
off the coast of Key Largo.
You definitely can't do that if you're claustrophobic, I would think.
No.
Like, yeah.
Well, it's a big enough place. But yeah, and I don't, and it sounds like you can, you know, it's not like, oh, let's go out for dinner. Like they have everything there
yeah.
for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, so speaking of, like, so when you get down there, you can go out and scuba dive and explore sure. around your little cottage or whatever, and then you come back. But yeah, it's kind of like, well, do you bring your food with you? Like, what do you do?
Yeah.
This is what makes it even cooler.
What?
For dinner, they deliver pizza to your cottage.
How?
Underwater. So a gentleman by the name of Rob, who is the world's only underwater pizza delivery man, actually scuba dives your pizza. Like he puts it in a waterproof briefcase and they have this like weighted rock attached to it.
Whoa.
And he scuba dives down and this like whole briefcase floats behind him.
Okay.
And he swims past your window and waves. And you open
Hey, it's Scoop Steve.
Yeah, it's Scoop Steve with the pizza. And you open, and they have to deliver in 30 minutes or less.
Shut up.
I'm not even kidding. Like, I thought that was so funny.
He's just like hanging out in his scuba gear, just waiting.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Yeah, so like, and he delivers your pizza and everything. And they said that the fridge does have like milk and you can get water and sodas and stuff. But yeah. I mean, it's the same thing. Like for your luggage, and anything you want to take down there yeah. with you, like you have to put it in these kind of waterproof containers
yeah,
and
yeah.
scuba dive it down with
yeah,
you
yeah,
and
yeah.
pop it up. And then that's what you have
yeah,
for the
night. Like water travel, you know, yeah. like you got to like prepare for that. It's not just going scuba diving. You got to probably take,
you should probably,
your toothbrush, pajamas.
Yeah.
All that.
You should probably pack an extra pair of underwear.
Yeah. Not just a safe one. You gotta pack like extra.
Yeah, exactly. So you do have to get certified. You have to get certified. You have to be a certified scuba diver.
Okay.
To book a night at Jules Undersea Lodge. And if you're not a certified scuba diver, then they do offer certification programs for like an extra $95 per person.
Oh, okay.
You can do that. The standard program for two people. Okay, so if you and I wanted to go down there, it's $800 a night.
Oh, okay.
So, the lodge has two rooms.
Okay.
And if we want it to ourselves, Oh. We have to pay an extra $175.
So somebody else could potentially be there too.
It's like each room is on either side of the cottage, and then there's like the common room with like a family room, and then there's the kitchen area.
I'm making like a weird stink face.
Yeah,
guys.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's kind of. I feel like that should just be implied.
Yeah, you should just. Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, hi, we're the Joneses.
Yeah. We're some weird people.
Right, that scuba dive down here to hang out with you. So if you want to make it private, it's an extra $175.
Okay. I mean, I guess if like a couple went with another couple went together.
Yeah,
then it would be cool.
You could do that.
Just like showing up with like a stranger, that'd be weird.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So now if you're feeling super boosh.
Uh-oh, what do they got now?
And you don't want Scuba Steve to come deliver a pizza to you, though I feel like...
I mean, I don't know. He might be doing something in this underwater thing that you don't want Scuba Steve to see.
Well, hopefully if you order your pizza, you don't do whatever the underwater inappropriate intimate thing
are. We're going to freak the fish out tonight.
Sharknado!
That's right. We'll show you how to nato this shark.
Underwater delight.
Totally.
Okay, so are that either if you're feeling super bougie.
Okay.
Super bougie for an extra $80 per person.
Okay.
A mer chef. So not a mermaid. A mer chef.
Okay.
Will scuba on down.
Oh, good grief.
To your cottage and cook you a full dinner.
Okay.
You can choose
from... Well, I think if you're, like, going to do this, you might as well go all out,
right? Well, you can choose from lobster or a filet, which I would feel like...
Do they just pull it right out of the ocean?
Yeah, like, which one would you like, ma'am?
Yeah, right? Like when you pick your lobster out of the tank at a restaurant. Yeah.
Catch a fish on your way down. That's dinner. If you don't grab one, put it in your pocket. You don't eat tonight.
Right.
But yeah, you can choose from lobster filet, potato, vegetable, salad, roll, and key lime pie.
Ooh.
I know, because it's Key Largo.
I was going to say, you're right there.
Yeah. Okay. So, so the website, of course, like I saw it on the Today Show. I got a lot of research about it from the website, which is jul.com, and it's actually JUL.com.
Oh, okay.
And of course, when you go to the website, like, you know how websites always have like tabs at the top, home, about us, contact us, you know, whatever. So there was a tab at the top that then said romance.
Oh.
And I was like, well, Yes,
please.
We're clicking on that. So I clicked on the romance package. Molly.
What?
You can get married at Jules Underwater Lodge.
Ooh.
Undersea Lodge. I'm sorry. I don't want to misquote this. Jules Undersea Lodge. You can get married, and they have honeymoon packages.
Oh.
Exactly. So when you dive on down.
Yeah.
You are
in your wedding dress.
Yes. That's my other thing. I was like, what in the world? Like... I mean, I'm sure brides for destination weddings are already, like, freaking out because they have to, like, fly it. Like, imagine floating it 30 feet underwater.
Right, right. Hoping that it doesn't get, like...
Or do you get married in your scuba gear?
You have, like, a white scuba gear.
Like, instead of saying I do, he just blows in the water.
The bubbles come out. My glue.
Nice. But yeah, so you get down there, you're greeted with, well, it did say that check-in was at 1 and the wedding was at 3. Like, they're very precise about their stuff. So, like, you check in. So you have 2 hours to either get dressed or not, I guess.
Right, right.
But you're greeted with romantic music and fresh flowers. So.
Fresh flowers? Okay.
Picked from the seafloor.
Yeah.
And then at 3 p.m., a notary public dives down.
What? How are they convincing these people to do this?
I don't know why it's not
money,
Rob. Like, I don't know why Scuba Steve is not the notary public.
Yeah, like the get a pizza and get married all at once.
Yeah, exactly. But the notary public dives down, performs a ceremony. Then you have a champagne toast. There's a cake.
Ooh,
they do a cutting of the cake.
How
and
do
then,
they get a cake down there?
I don't know. And then the mer chef comes down. I'm guessing the notary public leaves.
I just like mer chef.
And then the mer chef puts on his thing and comes on down.
Okay.
And... cooks your dinner. Cooks your bougie dinner. And
wow.
Yeah.
I just feel like this is a lot of waterproof luggage that they're dealing with here all of this.
Yeah, absolutely. Tight.
And containers and things.
Yeah, airtight. Wow. But I mean, it's been in existence since 1986.
What?
Is when this started. Yeah. It's been a thing for...
Wow.
I don't do math.
Long time.
30...
Wow.
some years. So, but if you want to get married there, it's about $1,200.
For okay.
That,
okay.
To get married there, and it's if you want to have extra guests attend your ceremony, mm-hmm. it's $175 per guest.
Oh, I'm wow. good.
Don't invite me to your
And I bet those people would have to be scuba certified too. Like,
oh yeah, you know. Yeah. Oh, don't wow. invite me to your underwater shenanigans. I'll see you when you back on land.
Yeah. I'll buy you a drink later.
Yeah. So
okay.
So it was pretty cool. I mean,
that is really cool. Yeah. I do think it's cool. Not for me, but cool.
Yeah, and they do offer. It was like a day package where you could do like I don't remember what they call it, like lunch and dive. I don't know, but like so
you, could you do like yeah, have the mer chef. I just want to say mer chef again.
Yeah.
Make your lunch.
I don't think it was the mer chef. I think it was Scuba Steve and his pizza. Like basically, I think it was about $150 or $175, and that included your scuba class. And so you got a scuba class, and then you got a scuba around, and then you went and sat in this common room,
sure.
and then somebody brought you a pizza, and you ate it, and then you...
That's kind of cool, though, just because...
Do you have to wait an hour, though, before you can leave? Like
maybe.
Oh, my God.
I can swim again. But I think, like, taking, like, scuba classes, like, just to get certified in general is kind of expensive anyway.
Yeah.
So that would be, I mean, might even worth it, so you could just, like, take a break and go down there.
Well,
and...
swimming does make you hungry.
Yeah,
as well. I hope the pizza doesn't suck, though. Like, I would be really upset.
Yeah.
I'm a really big, like, I know people are always like, pizza's pizza, and it's not.
No, it's not.
It's not. So, anyways, but...
It better be good.
Yeah, so they do have, if you are interested in Jules Undersea... Lodge.
Yeah.
They do have a list of restrictions at the bottom. Of course, you can't scuba dive if you're like pregnant. Or...
Right, right. Well, I'm wondering too, like, how did they even get this thing, you know, like built? Like, nobody owns the ocean, you know? Like, how did they get down there? Like,
yeah.
I'm sure, like, the property wasn't for sale for them to build this cabin.
Yeah. Maybe they just flooded a lake. They were like, let's build it and then just pour water around.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Sleep the hose on, Jed.
Like, siphon it from the sea. What are they going to do?
Yeah. So, again,
that's
I think it's more of a, like, I was trying to remember from the Today Show what I saw, and I'm sure that the video is probably out there if you go and look. But
okay.
I wonder, it looks, again, it kind of looked to me like a submarine type thing. So I think it's more of like, they didn't necessarily build it down there. I think it was like built on land.
Right.
And then they just put some weights on it. Yeah. Like,
then we sank the ship.
Shoved it down there and then kind of bolted it to the sea floor. I don't know.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so I thought it was kind of neat. And then it did say that they won't accept any kids, even if they are scuba certified under the age of 10. So,
oh, okay.
Which, I don't know, I guess makes sense. But
okay.
They'd have to be liable for them and whatever else. But, yeah, I just thought
that
was weird.
Well, yeah, that's how windows get broken.
Yeah, if you're hanging out in the Keys over in Florida sometime and looking for something completely different to do, you can spend the night in a...
That's really cool.
...underwater hotel.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. All
so,
right.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Cool.
Jules Undersea Lodge in Adventure.
Sweet. You know, it's kind of funny that you brought like a destination topic this week, because as did I.
Oh, yay! I love how it always works out.
Right. So mine happens in Las Vegas. And
my
it is
city.
A newer thing that's happening called the Police Chase Experience.
Yes.
Have you heard of
that? No, but this is exciting.
Okay. So,
and stupid, I believe.
Right. Right. So basically, I'm sure by the title, you guys could imagine that a police chase experience, it's either you can be the police pursuing a suspect or an assailant, or you can be the suspect escaping the police.
Very
so
cool.
They have different packages that you could do. It's at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. And so you're driving actually a police car, or you're driving a getaway car that they provide. They're, you know, lights and sirens and all that stuff.
Oh,
so it's
cool.
At the motor speedway and you're going around the track or whatever.
Oh, okay. So it's not
it's not down
the
streets
of Las Vegas.
No.
Oh, that
would
be so much cooler.
Right. I think there's a lot of liability with that.
I'd be like, I'm going to steal some money anyways, because I'm going to get away with it. Maybe we'll just think I'm getting chased by the police.
Yeah, exactly. Then other police start to intervene or whatever.
No, people try and stop you. It's a hoax. I paid for this.
Right. So that is actual police pursuit and intervention driving tactics available to the general public.
Okay.
So you can just like sign up for this.
Learn how to be a police officer in an evening.
Right. So they have, there's like a bunch of different packages that you can do. So the first one that they had, which is $179. Oh. Now I searched this website for this police chase experience and they were not saying that the prices were for like a package or a group of people or anything like that. So I'm going to assume just for the sake of the podcast that this is per person.
I'm sure
the pricing is per person.
I'm sure it probably is. Yeah.
But you know, like, but they were saying like, I don't know if. Like, if you're the police, like, and can you just go and not have, like, who's the suspect that you're chasing?
I'm sure that the people there, like, yeah.
Well, but the way they made it sound is that, so for $179, there is the roll code, which there is a policeman and a suspect chase, and it said until caught.
Well, and then whatever. If you're a shitty driver and I catch you in, like, 2.4
Well,
seconds.
And then at that point, and then you switch roles. So then, so you're the police first, and then after you catch your suspect, then you're the suspect.
I'm going to interject here real quick. I hope you're not doing this alone.
Well, there's a package for that as well.
Oh,
so I'm assuming that with this, like, you're going with, you're going with another
person. Yeah, I would hope
you
go with a group of people. Like, maybe a bachelor party is like, let's go.
Yeah, right?
Let's go chase each other.
Yeah. And then they also have, they said pit maneuvers, PIT maneuvers.
Okay.
So basically a pit maneuver, this one's $109.
Oh.
You're the police in this. You're in the police car. And what you're doing is you're forcing the suspect in the car. So you're like chasing it and you're forcing the suspect's car to turn sideways and stop it.
Very
so you're
cool.
like I don't know, you're like almost like ramming it or like making it turn.
Like movie scene magic kind of stuff. Like stunt driving.
So
almost.
And that was another one that once you like get that person like with the pit maneuver, then you switch places again.
Okay.
So then you're the cop and the other person's like.
Do you
get to
just keep doing
escaping.
That for an hour or is it just
they yeah, it just it kind of said like you just do it until somebody's caught.
Okay.
Yeah. And then there's one called Calling All Cars.
Oh.
So it is 480.
You done fucked up, Aaron.
Like, yeah, right? And then, like, these prices are so dumb. $486.
It's, you know, it's Vegas.
Right.
It's
like,
Vegas.
Okay.
Yeah.
$486. Now, what that one is, it's both. You get to do the roll code, which is where you, like, police and suspect chase, and then also the pit maneuver.
Okay.
So you get to do both of those.
Everything.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Yep.
And then the fourth one, and this is where it brings us to our bougie bouge, which is $6,000.
Holy crap.
And it is a 1 hour private experience for all, free for all.
Oh.
So you get a private track for 1 hour.
Okay.
And you get to just fuck it up, basically, for an hour. You can either be the police, you can be the suspect, you just go. So I'm assuming that with these other packages, that it's not for an hour. It's just you go until you're caught. And this one is $6,000 for 1 hour.
Well, I wonder if there's like, so if it's a private, like the private track, like are there other people?
Yeah, I think that one, they were showing
that
it. Yeah, they were showing that you could have like a group doing that one.
I guess I feel like, this is super dumb because it sounds more like Demolition Derby to me.
Right.
You know what I mean? It doesn't really sound like police and chase.
But you're learning. But you're learning police technique.
Do I get a taser?
No.
Well then, no.
And I don't even think you get an outfit.
Let's. That's so stupid.
But you could probably go wearing an outfit, like a costume. Like,
no, I think if they're gonna.
Halloween.
Oh, again, we need to be a consulting firm. And we need to call these people and be like, hey,
get it together.
Yeah, like. Wouldn't it be cooler if you, I mean, again, I guess that's, you're pulling in the liability of all the other people in Vegas. If you're running down the street and a cop's coming trying to chase after you and that kind of thing. But
yeah,
I mean, you
like the thrill of it and everything, I think would be cool. And I don't know, but like, I don't know. I also might get like too nervous, you know, like when you're like crashing into another car, you know,
because
it's
sure
one thing to drive. But it's one thing to drive fast. It's another thing to like trying to like hit another car.
Somebody else.
So this whole thing is run by a retired Las Vegas police sergeant.
Nice.
So that's why he's providing like the police techniques and everything.
Yeah.
What I thought was really funny though, that the the police vehicle that you're driving, they showed pictures of it. It is totally like a 1995 cop car that you would see like on TV.
Nice.
You know, with like the big bubble lights on top and stuff like that. And then the suspect vehicles are like Mustangs and Chargers and like these super like fast like sports car
type thing.
Uh-huh. And one of the other things, and I'm assuming this is probably for like, well, no, maybe for all of them, that they, once you like catch your suspect or whatever, they have a prisoner transport bus that can be part of your package.
And
it like literally is the prisoner bus. But I don't know where
they
take you. I don't know. Like,
they just drop you back off at your hotel?
Like, the website. And what, like, I think maybe to get more information, I would have had to have booked a package.
Oh, probably,
because, like, the next thing that I, like, went to, like I said, like, for, you know, booking.
Yeah.
So it didn't really give me all the deets on stuff. But I thought it was super funny that, like, I don't know, that you're like chasing people, like chasing your friends. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I mean, I guess all of us have always wondered what it's like if you start to get pulled over by the cops, if you just keep going.
Yeah.
Like, what would happen?
Yeah.
You know?
Like, come get me, motherfucker. Yeah. You're never going to take me alive.
Right. Right.
I would scream that, and 2 seconds later, they'd be like,
right.
Like,
well, and like the liability on this place has got to be crazy. Like,
you
if you're like
think.
Trying to like smash a car and stuff.
Well, but I think it's too like, I mean, they have those packages for like NASCAR and stuff that you can go drive in NASCAR.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so
yeah.
I mean, you sign your shit away.
Like, oh, yeah, the waivers.
Yeah,
I'm
you
sure.
sign your life away on that kind of stuff. Like, sorry, we're not going to. But
right.
I mean, that's a lot of cars that you're wrecking.
Right.
And so I guess that's probably.
And
what
they were
that
like newer ones.
Yeah,
that they had on the website.
Comes in for him.
Yeah.
And maybe he's got to deal with some mob boss that fixes up old these cars. I don't know. But I do think it would be super cool to like get inside an actual like police vehicle.
I think it would be fun to drive.
And drive it and like get the sirens going and like get on the microphone and be like, pull over.
Yeah. Like, I think that would be really cool. I think if I were to do it, being the cop would be fun.
I would like to do it for free.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you could go out and test our local Blono PD.
Right?
See how they do.
I was just piloting to see if the police chase experience was ready for Blono.
Yeah.
Looks like we're not.
Yeah. So, I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah,
like,
I've never heard of that. I'll have to check it next time I go out there because usually they have billboards and stuff for every
thing. It's a newer company that they started doing this.
Yeah.
So, and I wonder, too, like, is that the Las Vegas Motor Speedway? Like, are there other races there?
Oh, yeah. Right? Yeah. But they're not every day. Races don't happen every day.
That's true.
I mean, the St. Louis has, like, St. Louis Speedway. I can't remember what that one's called. But yeah, there's speedways everywhere and they don't have races there every day. So I'm sure it's like closed on Sundays or you can only book a package
like,
for certain times. And
like the cleanup after you're like smashing a car.
Yeah.
Right?
It'd be kind of, or maybe I don't know. Maybe it's a retired speedway. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I didn't have any information about that. But yeah, I thought it was pretty cool.
Just
like,
runs
it's
it
like,
out of there.
Yeah. Huh. It's like a whole thing. You can go and chase and get chased and switch and smash into a car.
Yeah. It sounds cool, but at the same time, it sounds kind of lame. Like for the price that it is, it's
right.
like, and the fact that it's not a full experience, like you're just going around in a circle until like, catch me if you can.
Yeah.
Caught you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it didn't say anything about what makes it seem like. It just said.
It's
not
like you can be hammered and go.
Right.
Like,
no,
you know what I
true.
Mean?
Right,
like,
right,
when
right.
are you ever sober in Vegas? Like, never. Like, you wake up drunk and you keep drinking. So
right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
that might not be on your next visit list.
But I don't know. Yeah. You get some, you know, people out there that have always wanted to. Dads, you know, all those dads, like maybe like the, oh, I've always been a good guy. I'm going to come out here and get chased. You know?
Right.
I don't know.
You'll never cake me alive, copper.
Yeah. I'd be curious to see the clientele.
Yeah.
Like I am. I'm curious to see who's actually paying and doing this.
Yeah.
Especially the $6,000.
That's insane.
That's a lot of money. But
it's only for 1 hour.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just it. It's an hour. But again, I mean, these people.
Free for all, though.
Yeah,
so,
or you could pay $800 to go sleep underwater.
Yeah.
Like, we're just so bored with regular life.
I guess, yeah.
We have to create these experiences to be able
go
to
live underwater and drive, like a crazy suspect.
I guess. But. I don't know. All right. Well, yeah. Good stuff. Good. Well, there's some destinations for you when this cold and snow and winter finally decide to leave us, which I don't believe it's ever going
to
happen.
Yeah, that going to Key Largo right now sounds like
pretty,
a dream.
Yeah, pretty tits. It sounds pretty, sounds pretty nice.
Even if I don't sleep under the ocean, I still want to.
Yeah, so get down Vegas, there. I'm sure it's. I mean, it's probably it's a little colder out there,
still,
but not too
warmer
bad.
Than
so
here.
Yeah, so we gave you some destinations. If the if the winter blues are getting you down, go out and
get your $6,000 and go trash up the cop cars.
Go be a suspect and go sleep on the water. Get a pizza while you're down there.
Get a pizza. That's awesome. I just would love to see that. Like, just to stand there and watch some dude scuba dive down with a pizza.
With a, like, he's got his, like, briefcase behind him and a rock, like, floats behind it. And, like, it was so cute because the guy that was doing the report was just sitting on the bed. And there's, like, this big window, you know, and he's just sitting on the bed and the guy, he just waved at him. And I'm like, nerd.
Yay! It's my pizza!
Yeah, like, good. I was getting really bored down here. There's
pizza's
not a lot of
here,
fishes.
Guys.
Like, I've seen all the fishes that have come by. There's Larry and...
I named them all.
And honey, get out the Amazon Fire Stick.
Like, oh my God. Like, I'm sure they make all that stuff work down there.
Well, it's like, and you're paying $800 to do what? To watch TV and read a book underwater?
Yeah, right.
Like, I don't know. So, I mean, it is an experience. It's,
we're so excited about our topics right now.
I know. Well, they're bougie. I don't know.
Yeah. I would have to say,
I think they're both super cool ideas. It's just that
I don't think
it's something
neither.
Either of us would be like, this is on my bucket list to do.
No.
Like the Giraffe Manor, I think would be super cool. When we talked about
Giraffe Manor
a while back.
Cool.
Like that would be an experience because you're also in, you know, wherever it was, Africa or wherever, and you've got all these other animals and camera things to do. Like Key Largo, like.
Right.
I would blare Kokomo. The whole time, Aruba, Jamaica.
You probably would be the first.
I know. They'd be like, and...
The fish were like, fuck you.
Yeah. There's no fish there anymore.
I hate this song. I just got it out of my head.
Fuck you, Jules, in your undersea lodge.
Oh, my God.
So,
that's awesome.
All right,
cool.
We hope you guys enjoyed our topics this week.
Yeah.
Maybe some destination ideas for your next fun getaway and adventure.
Right.
And as always, thank you guys for listening. Continue to listen. We've got a, like we said, we're getting ready here in the next couple of weeks. We're going to record a couple mini episodes.
Yeah, yeah. I think with the beginning of February, we'll be putting out our first mini-sodes.
For those of you that just crave... So
more?
That's a thing. Yeah. Just
more
like,
onomatopoeia for your listening.
Yeah, you get to listen and you're like, oh, balls, I have to wait a whole other week?
Right.
Not anymore. So that's another thing.
Yay! Sweet. Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, well, we look forward to doing that. And as always, if you're not following us on Instagram, _ so that's a thing.
Yep.
And we always post little things on there as well, too. So we'd love
to definitely message us with ideas or things, you know, that you might want to hear us talk about or for us just to put up on our Instagram page.
Yes.
We can always
use topics.
Yeah.
I struggle some weeks. I'm like, oh my God, I'm never going to make it. And something magically always appears.
That's
Nice. All right.
Cool.
Well, thank you guys for always listening. And thank you, world, for being bougie.
Bye.